this morning.
让我今天很有荣幸来到华语堂讲道。
And thank you for your patience with the interpretation.
谢谢你们对翻译者的译员的耐心。
I understand some of you have been praying very hard for me to speak in Mandarin.
我知道有很多人为着我能够今天用普通话讲拼命的祷告。
However, if you pray really, really hard, maybe someday that will come true, but not today.
如果你拼命的祷告，说不定有一天有希望。
Even though we may use different mother tongues,
虽然我们可能用不同的母语。
Your love for Christ, for our youth, and your patience and grace towards me speaks volumes.
你们在这边的爱主、追求主，而且对青年人的爱，而且在我们身上的爱，我们很有意义。
I love teaching our youths downstairs every week.
我非常喜欢每一个礼拜在楼下教导年轻人。
But it's really, really good for me to come up here and be with you when we're right before Christmas.
但是在圣诞佳节的时候，能让我在这边跟各位也是非常的高兴。
Today we will consider the third title of our preaching series for Christmas from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, The Everlasting Father.
今天是我们圣诞节一连续的主题的第三个，讲到永在的父。
Every year we hear these titles sung in Handel's Messiah, yet without much great deal of reflection.
我们每一年在这个时候都在听韩德尔的弥赛亚神曲的时候，好像并不觉得特别。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
有一子为我们而生，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
In the time of the prophet Isaiah, they walked in darkness, living in the shadow of death.
在以赛亚先知的时候，他们在死亡的阴影里面行走。
Being led and misled by wicked kings in Judah and carried into captivity by the Assyrians, judgment is here and all hope is dim.
他们在一个很凶恶的一个犹大王的手下带领，或者他们被误导到他们面临亚述的大军临门。
And now the prophet brings a birth announcement about 700 years before the actual birth.
但就在这个时候，有一个婴儿诞生的宣告，是在这个婴孩诞生之前差不多700年。
Isaiah says, we're having a baby.
他在这边说到，我们要有一个孩子了。
It's a boy, it's a son.
是一个男孩。
His name will be called Emmanuel.
他的名字称为以马内利。
He will deliver you and save you.
他要来把你们从罪恶里面来拯救出来。
And he will be wonderful.
他要称为奇妙。
He will be counselor.
他的名字叫做测试。
He will be mighty.
他的名字叫做全能。
He will be God with us.
他说到神与我们同在。
He will protect and care for you like a father.
他要像父亲一样的保护我们，爱我们。
He will reign forever.
他要永远的执掌王权。
He will bring peace eternally.
他要带永久的和平带到我们的中间。
This is no ordinary baby.
这不是一个普通的孩子。
His divine attributes cannot be mistaken.
他的属天属神的属性是不能够被轻忽的。
And in their darkness, what a measure of hope they received through Isaiah.
在他们的面临的黑暗的里面，在这边经过以赛亚的话，他们看见一线光明。
It means that their Lord, their God, has not given up on them.
在这边告诉他们，他们的神没有忘怀他们。
The Christ is coming.
是基督将要来。
It's a boy. It's a son.
是一个男孩，是一个儿子。
And then when I come to today's topic, and I marvel at something strangely flipped.
但是我来到这段圣经的面前的时候，我觉得很特别的是在这边好像有奇异的两面。
In almost the same breath, the prophet Isaiah speaks about a son.
在以赛亚先知好像一口气讲的话里面，一面他讲到一个儿子。
Who is also a father.
但是另外一面他讲到他是父。
Wow, the result, The birth of will result in a son on one hand and a father on the other.
在这边要生一个儿子，但在另外一面是父亲。
Let's be clear about one thing: the Christ child should not be confused with God the Father.
但是我有一点特别声明，在这边一个圣子跟圣父并不能够混淆一起，混淆在一起。
The Son is not the Father.
这个圣子并不等于圣父。
And the Father is not the Son.
圣父并不等于圣子。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct from one another.
圣父、圣子、圣灵有分别的三位。
The second person of the Trinity is not the first person of the Trinity.
是三位一体的第二位圣子跟头一位圣父是有差，是不同的。
The Jews who received this prophecy had no concept of a Trinity. They only knew one Lord God.
在以色列人承受这个预言的时候，他们并没有一个三一真神的神学的观念，他们只知道一位主。
The scriptures support that the Father and the Son are one, but not the same.
圣经告诉我们，父与子原为一，但是并不等于相同。
Jesus says in John chapter 10:30, I and the Father are one. He speaks of unity, of cooperation.
在约翰福音十章三十节，他说父与子，子与父原为一，在这个地方说到他们的合一，说到他们的同工。
But they are not the same person.
但是并不代表他们是相等。
Jesus also says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音十四章四节，他那边说，耶稣基督说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The Father sent the Son so that we may obtain a special intimacy with God and find life through the Son.
父差遣子来，让我们与父有一个亲密的关系。
Jesus is the bridge to heaven.
耶稣基督是我们上天的桥梁。
He is the only way to peace with God.
是到能够与神相合的唯一的道路。
This baby that is born, this son that is given, is the only way to the Father.
这个子为我们而生，是神向我们显明的唯一的道路。
In 2 Corinthians 5:19, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them.
哥林多后书五章十九节在那边说到，这是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且将这和好的道理交付了我们。
And this is the heart of our Savior.
这是一个救主的心。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. 1 Timothy 2:4-6.
在提摩太前书第二章四到六节说到，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位真神，只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价。
The Son was born in order that we may reach God and know His immense love for us.
这个儿子被降生，是降生，是为让我们能够来到父面前。
Isaiah knew that his people messed up badly.
以赛亚知道他的子民是走错的很厉害。
Creating a huge gap between a holy God and sinful man.
是让这位圣洁的神跟罪人中间有一个深渊。
That the only solution is the advent of a Messiah.
唯一的解答就是基督耶稣的降临。
Now, American officials have few titles, but British royalty may have many.
美国的官员们可能有很多的头衔，英国更不得了。
He is commonly referred to as His Royal Highness Prince Charles.
这个查理王子被尊为皇上殿下。
And when he was born, he was given the name Charles Philip Arthur George.
当他生的时候，他的名字四个字，查理。菲利普、Arthur 跟乔治。
He has many titles.
他有好多好多头衔。
He is the heir apparent to the British throne.
他是要承接宝座的 的君王。
But in relation to his subjects, he is also called Prince of Wales and Earl of Chester.
他也叫做威尔斯亲王，也叫做 Chester 的公爵。
Also known as His Royal Highness Duke of Rothesay and Earl of Carrick.
也说到皇帝陛下这个 Rothesay 的侯爵。
Also known as His Royal Highness Duke of Cornwall.
也叫做Cornwall 的这个公爵。
Also known as His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Edinburgh.
他也叫到爱丁堡的这个查理王子。
Also known as Baron of Renfrew.
又是 Renfrew 这个地方的子爵。
Also known as Lord of the Isles.
而且是艾尔斯那边的亲王。
Prince and Great Steward of Scotland.
又是苏格兰的大王子。
You see, we may have to call him His Royal Highness.
我们可能叫他皇帝。
But to Prince William and Prince Harry, he is simply Dad.
对他两个儿子威廉王子跟 Harry 王子，他就是老爸。
And as children of God with a special intimacy with our Heavenly Father, what a privilege we have to call him Abba, Father.
神的儿女有这种特别的亲密，有这种特别的权利，叫他阿爸父。
We currently live in the most fatherless generation of all times.
我们现在大概是整个历史以来最是没有父亲的时代。
There are more children, 43% of United States children live without a father.
就在美国有 43% 的孩子们是在没有父亲的家庭里面长大。
So it is a timely message for this generation that craves to have a loving father in their life to know the everlasting father.
这是一个特别的时期，特别的时代，是人有一个要父亲的这个呼求。
There are many alarming statistics in this research.
在这样的一个科研的里面，有很多很叫人害怕的报告。
63% of youth suicides come from fatherless homes.
有 63% 的青年人自杀是出于这些没有父亲的家庭。
90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes.
有 90% 是辍学或者没有家庭的，是从这些的家庭里面逃走。
71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes.
有73%的高中生辍学的，是从没有父亲的家庭里面出来。
75% of adolescent patients for chemical abuse, come from fatherless homes.
75% 的用药物的也是从这样的家庭出来。
And the bottom line is this: children who are with involved loving fathers are significant more likely to do well in school.
所以在基本上，你看见有父亲的孩子在学校里面功课平均比较好。
To have healthy self-esteem.
比较有健康的自我自尊
will be able to exhibit empathy and pro-social behavior
对别人有同情心而且在 社交上面是正常
and much more likely to avoid high-risk behavior such as drugs, truancy, and crime
是对那些有高危险度的一些譬如说吸毒啊这些东西是比较有免疫性
compared to children from fatherless homes
比较跟那些没有爸爸的家庭来比较的话
So how is it possible that this child, this son, Jesus Christ would be called an everlasting father?
所以怎么可能这一个子又叫做永在的父呢？
Is father used in a sense of claiming the same identity as God the Father? No, they are distinct in the Trinity.
那是不是这个父亲跟这个儿子是同样的认同，同样的是一位呢？答案不是的，他们是在三位一体里面是非常有分别的。
Is father used in a biological sense? No, Jesus had no children.
如果这边的父亲永在的父说到他的肉身的事实上不对，因为这不是生物里面的父亲。
Now, some fictional books and movies raise speculation about Jesus having a secret wife and children, but there is absolutely no biblical or historical evidence of that.
耶稣基督不是一个肉身的父亲，虽然有一些科幻小说里面说他有一个奇妙有个神秘的太太跟孩子，事实上那是完全无稽之谈。
Or is father being used in a figurehead sense, or a founder sense?
是不是这一个父亲永在的父的父亲只说到一个创始人的地位？
Now Charles Spurgeon called, preached that Jesus is the father of Christianity.
这个斯布珍因为他是讲道，所以人家称为他为基督教的之父。
So he is the head and the founder of the Christian faith.
他是基督徒信仰的一个创始人。
William Carey is called the father of modern mission.
宣教士威廉卡利被人家称作是近代宣教史的之父。
If you don't know those names too well, you'll know Steve Jobs is the father of Apple.
如果你们对刚刚那两个人不认识，这个 Steve Jobs 是苹果电脑的之父。
Now, more than a figurehead, here father is used in a relational sense in regards to Jesus' relationship to me.
这里面超过这个父与子的关系，也说到耶稣基督跟我们的关系。
The everlasting father, the Hebrew word is simply abiyad.
在这个永在的父里面，在希伯来发音是 abiyad.
Literally, it's father of eternity.
他是意思是永在的父亲。
Not only does it speak of Christ's deity, it speaks of his relationship with us in these three points.
他不光是说到他是基督的神性，而且说到跟我们有三方面的关系。
The first aspect of his relationship with us is a permanent relationship.
头一方面说到一个永存的永在的关系。
It is everlasting.
是一个永在的。
What can last forever?
有什么东西可以永远长存呢？
What is everlasting?
有什么东西可以一直存到永古呢？
Well, let's take these scriptures to heart.
再把这些经节让我们能牢牢记住。
It tells us that we have an everlasting God.
在这边说到我们有一个永恒存在的神。
Psalm 90 verse 2, Before the mountains were born and you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
诗篇的九十篇第二节说，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Also, scripture teaches us about an everlasting covenant from God.
而且圣经告诉我们永远的约。
Genesis 17:7 says, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between you, me and you, and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you.
在创世纪十七章第七节这样说，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
Scripture also teaches about an everlasting love from God.
而且圣经告诉我们有个永远的爱。
Jeremiah 31:3 The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
在耶利米书的三十一章第三节，古时耶和华向我们显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Scripture also teaches us about an everlasting life.
而且圣经也告诉我们永恒的生命。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because God himself is everlasting and he is true to his own self, his own love, and the covenant he established with his own people, we have an everlasting relationship with Jesus Christ.
就像他的存在是永恒的，就像他的爱对我们是永远的，他跟我们的约也是永存的。
The second aspect of his relationship with us is a paternal relationship.
第二方面跟我们的关系是为父，父亲的关系。
How is Jesus like a father to us?
到底耶稣基督怎么对我们是父亲呢？
What does our father do for us?
到底我们的父亲能为我们做什么呢？
Let's take these scriptures to heart.
我们把这些经节能够记住。
Now a father gives life.
这父亲带给我们生命。
John 1:3 Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
在约翰福音第一章第三节说到借着他万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
John 5:24 Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, has crossed over from death to life.
约翰福音五章二十四节告诉我，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，已是已经出死入生了。
Our Father gives wisdom.
我们这天父也给我们智慧。
Ephesians 1:17 I keep asking that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
在以弗所书第一章十七节，保罗的祷告说，我为你们一直求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，好叫你们真知道他。
Our Father gives us love.
父亲给我们爱。
John 15:9 As the Father loved me, so I loved you. Now remain in my love.
约翰福音十五章第九节告诉我，实实在在告诉你们。
The Father also gives us protection.
对不起，他这边说了，我爱你啊，父怎么样爱我，我也怎么样爱你。父亲而且带给我们保护。
John 17:11-12 I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe that, by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that the scripture would be fulfilled.
说到这位父亲是我们的保护，在约翰福音十七章十一节那边说到，他说从今以后我不在世上，你们却在世上，我往哪里去？圣父啊，求你因我赐给你们的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫这话经上的话得应验。
John 10:27-28 My sheep listen to my voice, I know them and they follow me, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, no one will snatch them from my hand.
还是说到这位父是我们的保护，在约翰福音第十章二十七到二十八节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里面把他们夺去。
Jesus gives us life.
耶稣给我们生命。
Jesus gives us wisdom.
耶稣基督给我们智慧。
Jesus gives us love.
耶稣基督给我们给我们爱。
Jesus gives us protection that no one can snatch us from his grip.
耶稣基督也赐给我们保护，没有人能够从他手中把我们夺去。
The third aspect of his relationship with us is a persistent love.
第三方面讲到他跟我们的关系，说到一个坚持、持久、坚贞的关系。
In a world of shallow commitments and broken promises,Why should a holy God persist with a people who abandon their God?
在这个社会，人是在无论沟通也好，在关系也好，都是 非常的皮毛的，为什么这位 圣洁的神要 跟他的子民有这么深的关系呢？
But this God who loves us with a persistent love chases us.
这位神这样的爱我们，他好像在里面追着我们来爱我们。
And we see his persistence in his presence with us.
我们看见从他的与我们的同在来看见他追随我们的爱。
That God is with us, Emmanuel.
他与我们同在，以马内利。
And he says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
在耶稣基督跟我们说，我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
His persistent love is seen in his pursuit for us.
他的那个坚持的爱就在到他一直追寻我们的里面。
Romans 5:6-8, you see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书的第五章六到八节那边这样说，当我们还软弱的时候，基督就按照所定的日子为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死，好人死，或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还在做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The 19th century English poet Francis Thompson wrote a poem called The Hound of Heaven, calling God the Hound of Heaven.
在十九世纪，英国的诗人是法兰西斯·汤姆，他写了一个非常出名的诗，叫做他叫做《天狗》，说到神是怎么样追随我们。
In this poem, he described how God chases us when we run away from Him.
这个诗里面讲到，当我们远离他逃跑的时候。他是怎么样在后面追寻我们
？Like a child, I fled, I fled, I ran, I hid.
像一个不听话的孩子，我逃跑了，我逃跑了，我躲起来，我躲到没有人找不到的地方。
Like a prodigal son would run away from a father.
好像一个浪子离开爱他的父亲。
But the Lord was relentlessly pursuing and saves me from my own path of destruction.
但是这位爱的父亲是那样的不计一切代价的在里面追赶我们寻找我们
simply because of his great love
就是因为他这对我们的大爱他拯救我们让我们从灭亡里面救出来
simply because of his persistent love
是因为他那个坚贞的爱
now many of you may have seen the movie Finding Nemo
啊，可能很多人看见这个海底总动员这个寻找尼莫这个电影。
Now it's much more than a high-tech cartoon.
它不是一个高科技的卡通片。
There is a beautiful story in Finding Nemo.
那就在这个寻找尼莫这个里面有一个非常美丽的故事。
It's a story about a father's love and persistence.
这边说到一个父亲的爱跟他的坚持。
It's a story about being lost and then being found.
也是一个被失落而且被找着的故事
It's a story that can help us understand God's love for us even more
是一个故事让我们能够明白神寻找我们的爱
Now in this story a young clownfish named Nemo is loved by his protective father Marlin
在这个卡通的里面说到一个小丑鱼叫做 Nemo 还有一个他非常保护他的父亲叫做马林
Like a father, he was determined, like any father, he was determined to love his son and safeguard him from any danger.
好像一个父亲，他是一定要保护这个孩子，让这孩子没有任何的不安全的时候。
Now one day, Nemo disobeyed his father and swam beyond the Great Barrier Reef.
但是这个小 Nemo 有一天不听话，不听他父亲的警告，跑到他不应该去的深海里面去了。
And he was suddenly scooped up by a diver and taken away to live in a fish tank in a dentist's office.
结果他被人家抓了，最后在一个牙医诊所的金鱼缸里面。
It was a dentist's office in Sydney, Australia.
到了澳洲的习德尼那边的一个牙医的诊所里面去了。
Now Marlin persistently searched the huge ocean to find his son Nemo.
这个爸爸马林是游过整个的海洋来找寻这个丢掉的孩子 Nemo.
He took many risks to save his son.
他是身经百炼的，他是冒着危险的来找这个失去的孩子。
Even fighting off sharks, escaping the jellyfish attack, and searching miles and miles of ocean.
他甚至于跟鲨鱼争斗，而且躲过这个水母的侵害，而且一直追寻。
He loved his son and chased after him.
他爱他，他一直在追寻，在找他。
Now, eventually, Nemo heard word about this story about his father looking for him.
他的儿子 Nemo 竟然听见了爸爸在找他。
And he was so moved to learn about his father's unrelenting love to find him that Nemo took an amazing step of faith.
当这个儿子听到父亲在找他，而且不计一切代价找他的时候，这个儿子的小鱼 Nemo 也有一个信心的跳跃。
He jumped out of the fish tank.
他从那个鱼缸里面跳出来。
And went down the drain that led to the ocean.
跑到那个下水道的管子里面，流到海里面去。
And in the end, Nemo was finally saved and went home with his loving father.
这个故事最后是这个儿子 Nemo 终于被他爸爸找到，带回家。
That is kind of like the story of our Heavenly Father with us.
这个故事蛮像我们的天父怎么找到我们一样。
When we disobeyed Him and became separated from Him, we were lost and hopeless.
当我们远离他，当我们到一个地方没有他存在的时候，我们就失落了。
But our Father's love is unrelenting. His pursuit for lost man was so persistent that it drove him to the cross so that he could rescue us permanently.
这个父为了爱我们，他是不计一切代价，想尽一切的办法，在里面寻找我们，到最后他把自己弄到十字架上。
And we simply need to take a step in faith.
我们只需要有一个小小信心的跳跃。
In Romans 10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
在罗马书第十章这样子告诉我们，你若口里认耶稣基督为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
During Christmas, we tend to focus on the birth story.
我们在圣诞佳节的时候，我们特别注意耶稣基督降生。
Shepherds, angels, wise men.
这些牧羊人，这些天使，这些博士。
Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus in a manger.
玛利亚、约瑟，还有圣婴耶稣在马槽的里面。
But I need to remember that God sent His Son because I am separated and lost.
但是我要你们记得，是父神差遣他的儿子，因为你我失丧。
I don't need a new electronic toy this Christmas.
在这个圣诞佳节的时候，我不需要另外一个电玩。
I don't need a diamond ring.
我不需要一个钻戒。
I don't need lots and lots of presents.
我不需要好多好多的礼物。
More than anything, I am lost and I need to be found.
我比有这些东西更重要的是，我曾经失丧。现在被寻回。
I plead guilty and I need his forgiveness.
当我承认自己有罪的时候，我要得到他的赦免。
I am a sinner and I need a savior.
我是一个罪人，我需要一位救主。
Perhaps today you are in a similar place.
或者今天你也在这样的一个境况。
Somehow you have wandered away from God and your life is far away.
很可能在我们的生命生活的里面，我们已经远离神流荡。
You don't know how you got here, but somehow you've lost your way.
我们不知道怎么会漂流到这边，但是我们已经失去我们的路途回去。
But there is a Lord who's in pursuit of you.
但是在这边有一位主，他正在追寻你，追寻我。
His love is relentless.
他的爱是不计一切代价。
He has been chasing you an ocean wide.
他隔着一个深海之遥在那边追赶你。
He loves you with his everlasting love.
他爱你，用他永远的爱来爱你。
You are here today and you need to take a step in faith.
你今天在这边，你需要一个小小信心的跳跃。
And perhaps you want to receive his love today.
或者你愿意今天在这个时候接受他的爱。
You want to give your life back to the Lord.
你愿意把你的生命生活交在他的手中。
Or you need prayer to find your way back.
你需要一个祷告，能够找到你回家的路。
I want to invite you to come up for prayer at the conclusion of the service.
我但愿在我们最后这一个崇拜之后，你能够来到这个地方，来到祷告。
Because the biggest gift you can receive this Christmas is the love of an everlasting Father.
因为在这个圣诞佳节，你能够得到最重要的礼物是父亲的爱。
He desires to give you a permanent relationship.
他跟你，他盼望跟你有一个永远的关系。
A paternal relationship.
一个父亲的关系。
A persistent relationship.
一个坚贞持久的关系。
I will ask Pastor to pray for us now.
让我们祷告。主，我们谢谢你，你不光是一个创造的主宰，你是一个深深爱我们的父亲。我们在失落的中间，我们以为我们拥有一些没有永恒价值的，连我们的生命，连我们今天，我们的思想到底在哪里，我们都不知道。我们以为我们来到美国，我们追求的是最好的，但是我们看见我们自己，看见我们的孩子也在失落的里面。今天谢谢你给我们的信息，你是那位坚贞用永远的爱爱我们的父亲。我们自己连不知道自己失落的时候，你已经在呼叫我们，寻找我们。主，当我们在这里被你找到的时候，我们再一次听见你这位永在的父为我们所做的事，你自己赐下圣子，那位婴孩为我们死在十字架上，罪在还清。你今天要我们一个有一个信心的跳跃，就跳到你的面前说，主耶稣，我的永远的父，我接受你做我个人的救主，进到我的心里面，做我一生的主宰。求你的爱在这边继续的感动我们。话语会过去，聚会过去，你的爱永远不会结束。求你听我们的祷告，让这些找着你的人也借着祷告回到你的面前。奉耶稣基督我们永在的父的名，阿们。